voice of the world, the sound with the beat, the sound that sets you tapping your feet. Radio, the sound of year-round pleasure. The sound of the news, rhythm and blues,
Tchaikovsky swing, whatever you choose.
Radio, the sound of year-round pleasure.
Welcome to All Things Radio, your weekly radio magazine. With radio news from a national perspective, call letter and format changes, sports news, featured radio stations from yesterday and today, your voicemails and phone calls, as well as special guests and featured segments. And now here's your host, Bill Sparks.
Educate. Syncopates. Radio communicates. Radio, the sound of year-round pleasure.
Well, a very good evening on this January 24th. I hope you're all doing well. I'm joined by a tremendous panel here tonight. I'm joined with Michael Loft. Michael, how are you doing?
Doing very well.
And you're hanging in there, and we'll switch it around. I'll let you pass it on around.
All right. Well, how about Jeff Bennett?
Who's he? I'm doing fine. Everything is great here, except we're getting lots of rain. I don't really like that too much, but we can't change that. And how about if we pass it over to Chris?
Okay, well, it's raining up here in Massachusetts, too. It's 56 degrees, going down to 29 tonight. I do want to say something about a little footnote to last week's show before we get into this week's show. We had the station WPLB in Plattsburgh, New York, Burlington, Vermont, and it was the mid-century radio was called. Well, it turns out they're running exactly the same stream as WKCE that Karen from Knoxville mentioned, that is at 1180 in Knoxville. And the KCE is about 20 seconds ahead. Now, I guess I was thinking it might be a satellite, but Jeff, you said there's another way they could be doing this. They have their own jingle.
They could be running computers, and they could be using it, and they may have the same computer service, and all they do is load the hard drive up, and they play the same order of music, and that's how it might be working. So I'm not really sure, but there are many ways it can be done.
Exactly the same. If you hear a song on KCE and you tune in, and you're about 20 seconds further back on PLB. So,
well, with all the iHeart stations, they do the same thing. You can.
Yeah. Oh, okay. There you go.
There you go.
Anyway, just wanted to let people know, so maybe mid-century radio will come to a radio station near you. You never know.
Sean, you take care of the two Austin folks.
All right. Well, hello, folks. I'm here. How's it going? First of all, I want to let y'all know, we talked about Bob Costas. I found out he will be doing more work with MLB Network now that he was either forced to quit or whatever from NBC. So he's going to be doing a lot with MLB Network and, you know, maybe some other entities. But you will see him throughout the Major League Baseball season. And that's it. And Gary, what's up with you?
Well, not a lot. We had a low-power FM come on, which is all jazz, on 101.9. They were on a few months ago, and they've been off. I thought they went away, but they were back the other day. So they're playing, you know, straight-ahead type. People like Coltrane, Miles Davis, that kind of.
Oh, I love it.
There we go.
It's great.
You know, I'm going to say hi to Daniel Moore in the time, and Mike, and
Robert. Gordon.
Robert. Oh, no, we can't forget Robert. Robert, how are you?
And Perry. I'm doing just fine, Bill, and it's good to be here.
And Perry, you're going to be
Bill
front and center here in a little bit when we do our feature on WHO coming up in just a little bit. So, and you're doing well, Perry?
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate it.
Okay. All right. Are we losing power here?
No, I think it was Perry. Perry's mic cut out a little bit, so maybe we'll
okay. Let's go ahead, Jeff, and I'm going to play Jeff's award-winning news, and we'll come back and discuss it.
I'm Jeff Bennett for All Things Radio, and here's what's happening in the world of broadcasting. It's official. iHeartMedia and its bankruptcy proceedings are coming to an end. We'll tell you more about it. We'll let you know what's happening on the street. We'll give you some cord-cutting news, and finally we'll conclude our look at the Nielsen December Personal People Meter ratings. It was another busy week this week in the world of broadcasting at iHeartMedia. You guessed it, once again made news. Finally, after five attempts, iHeartMedia's bankruptcy plan has been approved by the bankruptcy court in Houston, Texas. iHeartMedia has been fighting for over a year with its creditors to approve its bankruptcy plan. Currently, iHeartMedia is $16 billion in debt. However, when the plan is approved, iHeartMedia will be $5.75 billion in debt. That's a far cry from the $20 billion in debt they were in over a year ago. iHeartMedia is also going to be restructuring, separating its outdoor division into a totally separate company. Once iHeartMedia emerges from bankruptcy, the leaders of iHeartMedia will continue to be Bob Pittman, CEO of the corporation, and Rich Bressler, CFO of the corporation. They both will be signing four-year contracts and will provide you news on the future of this company in future All Things Radio podcasts. Now, let's take a quick look and find out what's happening on the street. Congratulations go out to Jimmy Steele, who's left KPWR-FM in Los Angeles, California, and is moving to Chicago, where he'll be heading operations for radio station WTMX-FM. KPWR-FM is owned and operated by Alex Murillo, and KTMX-FM is owned and operated by Hubbard Broadcasting. They say what comes around goes around, and that's what's happening at radio station WNSH-FM. Kelly Ford is returning to the radio station. She'll be hosting mornings at WNSH-FM with a country and western format. Kelly Ford originally started working at WNSH when it first became a country and western station in 2014. When the morning show moved to Nashville, Tennessee in 2015, she became part of the syndicated morning show there, left there, and now is back at WNSH-FM. Congratulations go out to George Preston, who will be the new general manager at radio station WFMT-FM in Chicago, Illinois. WFMT-FM is owned and operated by Windows of the World Communications, and George Preston comes to this radio station after working at radio station KCME-FM in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Folks living in Denver, Colorado will notice changes to the radio landscape as KXMA returns to ESPN Deportes. The station is owned and operated by Entravision. What's happening at Radio.com? A look at the Radio.com app and website indicates that some other radio companies may be working with Radio.com to have their radio stations added to the Radio.com player. Stations owned and operated by Cox Media may be added to the mix, and we'll let you know what happens with this in a future All Things Radio podcast. Cumulus has also made changes to the radio landscape in Grand Rapids, Michigan, with an alternative rock radio station on 94.5. They call themselves The Q, and will provide you with an air check of this radio station in a future All Things Radio podcast. If you're sick and tired of paying the high prices for cable TV, here are some cord-cutting tips for you, and we'll provide you with these cord-cutting tips in future All Things Radio podcasts as well. Sinclair decided that if they can't beat them, join them, and they have a cord-cutting TV service called STIR. That's STIRR. It's called Stir City, and they provide newscasts from their own and operated television stations. They also provide their HD subchannels, Buzzer, which is the game show network, Dove, which is a Christian teaching channel, Comet, which provides science fiction, Stadium, which is a sports-centric channel, and so much more. Find out more at stir.com. That's STIRR.com. Amazon has designed a new remote for its Fire Stick. The Fire Stick remote now includes a volume control and a power on and off switch. If you love Pluto TV, you'll love it even more with an infusion of money from Viacom. Viacom has just bought out Pluto TV, but Pluto TV is going to be run as an independent company. If you have an Amazon Fire TV and you install the Pluto TV app, you'll get many of the Pluto TV channels infused into your channel lineup. The channels include MSNBC, CNBC, Gordon Ramsay's Kitchen Channel, and so much more. Finally, according to the folks at Google, if you'd like to get YouTube TV, they're available nationwide. You can find out more at YouTubeTV.com. Now it's time to conclude our look at the Nielsen December Personal People Meter readings. In Denver, Colorado, the number one rec radio station is KOSI-FM with an adult contemporary format. The number two rec radio station is KCFR-FM. That's the public radio station with a news, talk, and information format. And finally, the number three rec radio station in Denver, Colorado is KBCO-FM with an adult album alternative rock format. Out on Long Island, and that encompasses the counties of Nassau and Suffolk, the number one ranked radio station definitely feeling Christmas love is WALK-FM, with an adult contemporary format. The number two ranked radio station also feeling Christmas love is WLTW-FM, also with an adult contemporary format. Finally, the number three ranked radio station out on Long Island is WCBS-FM, with a classic hits format. In Baltimore, Maryland, another station feeling Christmas love is WLIF-FM, with an adult contemporary format. The number two ranked radio station is WWIN-FM, with an urban adult contemporary format. And finally, the number three ranked radio station in Baltimore, Maryland is WERQ-FM, with an urban format. In St. Louis, Missouri, the number one ranked radio station feeling Christmas love is KEZK-FM, with an adult contemporary format. The number two rec radio station is KLJY-FM with a Christian contemporary format. And finally, the number three rec radio station in St. Louis, Missouri is KMOX-AM with a news, talk, and information format. In Riverside, California, things are status quo. The number one rec radio station is KLYY-FM with a Spanish adult hits format. The number 2 ranked radio station is KOLA-FM with a classic hits format. And finally, the number 3 ranked radio station in Riverside, California is KFRG-FM with a country and western format. In San Jose, California, the number 1 ranked radio station is KBAY-FM with a classic hits format. The number 2 ranked radio station is KQED-FM. That's the public radio station with a news, talk, and information format. And finally, the number 3 ranked radio station in San Jose, California is KEZR-FM with a hot adult contemporary format. Finally, out of New Jersey, and that encompasses the counties of Middlesex, Somerset, and Union, the number 1 ranked radio station is WKXW-FM with a talk personality format. The number 2 ranked radio station is WLTW-FM with an adult contemporary format. And finally, the number 3 ranked radio station in New Jersey is WBLS-FM with an urban adult contemporary format. Finally, according to media monitors, here are the top commercials you heard on the radio this past week. Number 1, beating out Home Depot, was Geico Insurance, followed by Home Depot, Indeed, the employment recruiting firm, Walgreens, and Staples. If you have any comments concerning this portion of the podcast, there are many ways you can get in touch with me. First of all, you can send me an email. My email address is Jeff. That's J-E-F-F, Jeff, at allthingsradio.net. Or you can send me a voicemail with our feedback line. The phone number is 800-693-0595. That's 800-693-0595. And hit option 2 for the podcast team. For All Things Radio, I'm Jeff Bennett.
Thank you very much, Jeff. Very interesting. Any takeaways? And if anybody wants to comment, just hit the Alt Y, or unless you're on the panel, you know. But go ahead.
And those on the phone, hit star 9, by the way. Also.
Yeah.
Right. But hey, I know. I was noticing now with Cox talking about going to radio.com, this is kind of another blow to TuneIn and maybe their financial woes. And I'm thinking, I know MS now just they're now reusing TuneIn since their next radio app kind of pretty much flopped another bit, so I don't know.
I don't think
I don't think it's going to matter, because even though the Cox media stations will be on possibly on radio.com, that doesn't mean that those radio stations will be off of TuneIn, because Cumulus radio stations are on TuneIn and they're also available on iHeartRadio.
There we go. Go ahead, Daniel.
Yeah, two things. So while you guys were talking, when you talked about Stir, I spun around over here and downloaded Stir. And the second thing, later on, I'm willing to bet within, I don't know, the February and March and April time frames, I'm willing to bet that H&R Block and TurboTax and all those tax services are going to start climbing up into the top 5 list of commercials that air each week.
Well, remember, with the government shutdown, people may have trouble getting their refunds, so... Keep that in mind.
They're saying that the IRS is operating fully with the government shutdown because they have to work. They're mandated employees. So, and if you filed by online, I should say, it may be less problematic with you getting your refund at that point. I will tell you that the Stir app does work. It works on the Fire TV. It's not as accessible as I'd like it to be. There are a lot of links that just have graphic monikers to them, but you can watch all the Stir channels. As a matter of fact, I was watching, because I happen to have lived in Syracuse for a while, I was watching television station WSTM, which is Channel 3 in Syracuse, and I was watching their morning news, and that had no problems for me to do that. You have to set your city to a city that has a station that's owned and operated by Sinclair Television. And in Albany here, it's WRGB in Schenectady, and in Syracuse, it's WSTM, but there are stations all over the country with them.
The question I took out of there is, and it's all speculation, and anybody can say anything, but when this bankruptcy proceeding for iHeart is over, do you think their cost-cutting and lean to the bone management style will continue, or do you think they'll relax it a little bit and maybe bring back some features? And by the way, just to follow up on BZ, they seem to be running the AccuWeather during drive time. At least they did this morning. I'm going to check the afternoon, but I'm thinking they're doing that. And when there are watches and warnings, they run it. So it's kind of it's a cut, and it's not good. I like it when it's on every 10 minutes, but, you know, it's still doing functioning. But what do people think about that with iHeart?
Go ahead, Mike.
Mike L.
Okay, well, I guess first, as far as iHeart, that may depend on deregulation, because if stations are allowed to have up to 8 channels on the market, then iHeart may be aggressive in trying to grab up some of those. But I suspect they will be doing some investment and making some changes. That's a given. The thing I wanted to comment on, there was a lot of TV news this week. Major news for cord cutting or streaming TV and your iPhone and other devices. So just mention all those real quickly. First, Jeff, you mentioned Viacom buying Pluto TV. And I don't think people are really getting the real story of that, because Pluto has a lot of deals with independent channels. So getting that, getting Pluto, which right now is free, and Viacom, I can't imagine leaving it for free, or probably using it maybe to start some their own streaming TV service. It's just a guess. I could be out
you
left
could
field
be,
on
you,
that.
You could be right, Mike, but the thing is, they Viacom also realizes that that cord cutting, I mean, they realize that cord cutting is the thing of the future. I mean, it's here. I mean, and people are dropping cable left and right. I mean, I met a guy in my apartment building who does a technician for Spectrum, which is the cable company I have, and he says you can't believe the people dropping because they just don't want to pay the high rates for cable. And, you know, I can't blame them. And so you'll have to, we'll have to see what happens. So that's all right. I can say.
Well, they may bring VH1 and MTV over to that, but I'm saying eventually I could see them starting a streaming service with that. If they merge with CBS... which, you know, folks at Viacom want to do. So you could
and
see...
And they would also get Showtime if they did that. They would regain Showtime.
That would be very interesting. I can tell you one of the things I love on Pluto television is this thing where they have all these old westerns, the Annie Oakley Show, and they have all these old western movies that you don't get to see, but they're all in the public domain, and they have a channel just dedicated to it. And if you like...
Some other big news here, because I know our time is limited, but YouTube has made a major expansion. They've added 95 markets all in like one day, and so now it covers 80% of the U.S., and I think it's a total of 195 markets, and the 19 of those, or 90% of them, have all four networks. There's 10% that are either missing maybe a CBS or a Fox or somewhere. There was a local negotiation for fees for the stations in those markets, and so that works pretty well. And also Hulu, the big one Bill uses, is they're lowering their rate, $2 a month for those that watch stuff on demand, but raising the streaming TV service from $39.99 to $44.99, so $5 more on that. So some other stuff. But those are really the big TV things.
Mike, you just got YouTube on your you just subscribed to YouTube. You were talking about it before hand, and you use it on the iPhone. And, you know, after you've started to use it for a while, why don't you let us know how accessible you think it is?
It's pretty accessible. I've only played with it a couple hours, so yeah, I want to wait to review it a little more thoroughly. It's one of those where you have to choose the channel and then choose to play live. And what I liked, I know Bill with his Hulu, he could just go from channel to channel to channel. It's like surfing a regular TV set. So if that's something you want, Hulu may be more in your realm. But there's... Let me mention a website called suppose.tv. It's SUPPOSE.TV. And you can go in there, and you tell it the channels that you like, and it can show you which services offer those, and you can also sign up, put your email address in, and it'll tell you when new services become available or changes in your market.
I think that's pretty cool.
Good stuff. Anybody else?
Jerry had his hand raised, Bill.
Go ahead, Jerry.
Okay, talking about westerns and stuff, I discovered the other day that on the cable box, accessible box that Comcast offers, I can push my microphone button, say, hop along, Cassidy, and I can scroll through and we get up to 50 episodes free on the on-demand menu. And also... I discovered that the Lone Ranger is airing on Cozy in the mornings from 6 to 8 a.m. Monday through Friday. Anyway, you can't get that free on demand. You have to subscribe to something called Ride TV or something like that in order to get that.
Very good, Jerry. Good stuff. Well, I like the Lone Ranger. I remember it, of course, everyone remembers the TV show, but the radio show, of course, was popular with the Brace Beamer. Go ahead, Bill.
Yep.
Can anybody else have any comments before we go to those award-winning call letter and format changes?
I noticed another thing, too. I guess Netflix is going to be putting more episodes of Jeopardy into their library. So if you're a Jeopardy fan,
you're adding a lot of stuff.
And you want to just watch that, binge watch that during another snowstorm, have at it.
Well, I understand. They're compensating. They have to pick up these shows because Disney's going to start their own streaming service, and once they do that, they're going to pull their content.
And so
is
NBC Universal, Comcast is starting their own also. Eventually.
I wouldn't be surprised if the Wheel of Fortune or any other of the games will start making it over to Netflix, too, so keep that in mind.
I think they will.
The only comment I'm going to...
I'm a game show junkie, so I like the buzzer television service. Go ahead, Bill.
Me too.
The only thing I'm going to say is, before we go to call letter and format changes, the Best Buy I made for Christmas was at Best Buy. It was one of those Toshiba or Insignia of televisions, 32-inch for the bedroom, completely talking, completely everything accessible, $129. All right, Jennifer is standing by with her call letter and format changes.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jennifer Sparks, and here are your call letter and format changes for the week of January 24th. KDRO 1490, Sedalia, Missouri, changes format from News Talk to Country and changes slogan from KDRO News Talk 1490 to Hometown Country, WLTG 1430, Panama City, Florida, changes format from silent to talk and adds slogan News Talk 1430. KEZM 1310, Sulphur, Louisiana, changes network provider from Westwood One NBC Sports Network to SB Nation Radio. KROE 930, Sheridan, Wyoming, changes slogan from The Voice of Sheridan to News Talk 930 AM and 103.9 FM. KTFS 940, Texarkana, Texas, changes format from talk to gospel music. WBZD FM 93.3, Muncie, Pennsylvania, changes format from oldies to classic hits and changes slogan from oldies Z 93 to 93.3 WBZD Classic Hits. WELM 1410 Elmira, New York, changes format from sports to classic rock and changes slogan from CBS Sports Radio 1410 to 106.5 The Pirate. WJCS 89.3 Allentown, Pennsylvania, changes slogan from The Good News All the Time to Your Station for Inspiration. WVIN FM 98.3 Bath, New York, changes format from Hot AC to Classic Hits. KDBB 104.3 Bonterre, Missouri, changes slogan from B104 Parkland's Classic Hits Station to Parkland's Classic Hits Station. KFMO 1240 Park Hills, Missouri, changes slogan from The Radio to Parkland's News, Sports, and Weather Leader. KSED 107.5 Sedona, Arizona, changes slogan from Big 107.5 Colt Country to 107.5 Colt Country. WFAT 700 Orange, Athol, Massachusetts, changes format from adult standards to classic country and changes slogan from The Out WAW to The Outlaw. WGTN 1400, Georgetown, South Carolina, changes format from country to CHR and changes slogan from Coast Country 107.5 to Hits 107.5. WJLS 560, Beckley, West Virginia, changes slogan from WJSL, The Voice of Beckley, to WJSL News Network. WRKA 103.9 Louisville, Kentucky, changes format from country to rhythmic AC and changes slogan from 103.9 The Hawk to 103.9 The Groove. WUDE 106.3 Bolivia, North Carolina, changes format from silent to country and adds slogan The Dude. And those are your call letter and format changes for this week. For All Things Radio, I'm Jennifer Sparks, wishing all of you a very good week.
Thank you very much, Jennifer. Even though you can't defend yourself here, you're listening in the other room, so we'll let it go at that. I don't know. A lot of changes, a lot of, like, seems like to me a lot of translators and AM stations to accommodate their translators. I don't know that there's any other great takeaways from the call letter and format.
Well, I don't think anything went off the air for the first time I can remember. I don't think she said anything about that.
Yeah, the other thing, the only thing I remember is this WRKA in Louisville. We featured that station quite a while ago when they went to the rhythmic format, if I'm not mistaken, or when they went to the country format, I think, in an older podcast. So
that we did, Jeff, and we also did Glenn Beck from that station.
And it didn't last long, so no. So that's all I can tell you.
Yeah. The only thing that really kind of stood out with me with these call letter format changes is that a lot of these were lesser known stations to us than the usual ones that change formats. I would say every 2 years, except for the one in Louisville.
Well, remember they're in the Christmas time and just before Christmas and just a little after Christmas, all these radio stations were going to the soft adult contemporary format. So
were
a lot of call letter and format changes at the beginning of the year. Now that we're settling in, they may not be as big. So as Jennifer pointed out to me, this is a very short call letter and format changes list because there weren't as many as there have been in the past.
Right, and the one thing about it is too, wait till what is it? Not Labor Day weekend. It's the weekend during the summer during the race. That's usually when they start kind of messing with the station formats a little bit.
Memorial,
very true.
You might see some format and call letter changes at that point.
Yeah,
very true. Perry, I'm going to bring you front and center and put you on center stage here for just a moment. We're going to do something, if I didn't butcher it up too much, we'll just do a very small segment of WHO in Des Moines. And since you're from Des Moines, you said you were, 2 or 3 years old when this was?
When this aired, I would have been, I would have turned 3 about a month and a half later. So I don't remember much about it. But for those who don't know, WHO, and most people just call it WHO, but here it's WHO. And it's a legendary station. It came on back in 1924. They've had some legendary employees there. Former President Reagan, of course, was employed there for quite a while. Most people around the Midwest and Big Ten country would know who Jim Zobel is. He was their sports director for many, many years, and of course he passed away a few years ago. And as Bill mentioned before we started the show, of course they had an overnight trucking show is what it was, and they had a DJ by the name of Billy Cole who was there for many, many, many years, and he had a very popular overnight show until they decided, to go with iHeart and take their programming overnight. But he was a very popular show, and when there would be an ice storm or tornadoes or something like that, I'm sure his listenership doubled or tripled. But he was a very popular show back in those days.
And that's who we're going to feature tonight. We're actually going to go in, and I want you guys that are on the panel to listen to the NBC News to see how many news stories you might remember from this time. And, you probably won't remember the local news, but then we're going to go in to the Billy Cole show and listen a little bit of that and some of the commercials, because I love the commercials from that time. So sit back and enjoy the next 13 minutes. If I didn't screw this up too bad, I sure don't have Jeff's talent. I realize that now.
NBC Radio News. This is Ann Taylor reporting. Air Force sources in Portugal are quoted as saying the ousted prime minister, president, and 4 cabinet members have been flown to exile. The Reuters Wire Service report says the men were flown to the island of Madeira following a military coup. Earlier tonight, the apparent leader of the new military junta made a national broadcast, and he promised free elections for a parliament and president. He did not set a date, but said the 7-man military junta will step down when a new president is chosen. The State Department reaction to the Portugal coup, NBC's Richard Valerianti.
The State Department said it was in touch with the American Embassy in Lisbon by telephone and telegraph, and in a classical understatement, it said the embassy had reported there was an unstable situation there. A spokesman said the embassy had also reported there appeared to be no danger to American lives or property, but embassy employees and American tourists are being advised to stay off the streets. A spokesman also said a low-level working group has been set up at the State Department to keep a watch over the developments in Portugal.
Unconfirmed reports have 3 or 4 killed in the government overthrow with others injured. More news after this.
Are you an unpublished author? Do you have a book-length manuscript ready or almost ready for publication? Or do you know of anyone else who is an unpublished author? If so, you're invited to write to Vantage Press, a leading New York publisher, for a free illustrated brochure titled To the Author in Search of a Publisher. It explains how you may have your manuscript printed and published in a matter of months. Just write to GPO, Box 3322, New York, New York. Whether your subject is fiction, nonfiction, poetry, or even scientific, specialized, or controversial, this 52-page brochure shows you how to arrange for prompt publication. To get your copy, write to GPO, Box 3322, New York, New York. That's GPO, Box 3322, New York, New York. If this is your first book, you'll find this free brochure especially valuable and informative. Write to GPO, Box 3322, New York, New York. GPO, Box 3322, New York, New York.
The jury in the Mitchell Stans trial in New York will resume its deliberations Friday morning. The case went to the jury late Thursday afternoon following a 10-week trial. The House Judiciary Committee staff says it is halting its investigation for 17 of the 56 original allegations against the president. Special counsel John Doerr says some have been found to be baseless, and some have been signed a low priority but not dropped.
I want to emphasize here that at this point, there are no charges against the President of the United States. These are merely allegations. And it was our responsibility to examine these charges and these allegations. And if we found that there was no basis for an allegation, to come forward and report that to the committee.
Attorneys for the House committee say written questions will be sent to President Nixon to investigate if criminal fraud was committed in preparations of some of his income tax returns. President Nixon, at a reception Thursday for GOP leaders, predicted better conditions for GOP candidates in the fall elections. Earlier in a speech in Mississippi, the president said the country's economy has gone through its lowest point and will now move forward. You're listening to NBC News. This healthy, normal baby has a handicap. She was born female. When she grows up, her job opportunities will be limited and her pay low. As a sales clerk, she'll earn half of what a man does. If she goes to college, she'll still earn less than a man with an eighth grade education. Job discrimination based on sex is against the law, and it's a waste. Think about your daughter. She's handicapped, too. This message sponsored by the Now Legal Defense and Education Fund, New York, New York. Standard Oil of California says that its first quarter net earnings almost doubled from a year ago. Shell Oil Company reported a 52% increase in first quarter earnings. Another company, Tesoro, reported a jump of 377% over the same period a year ago. Robert Adsit is one of 20 persons ejected from a stockholders' meeting of Standard of Indiana. They were protesting high oil company profits.
When 7 major oil companies control the major supply of oil and petroleum products in this country, it's time that the public had some say-so on the decisions that affect them. When fuel bills for heating schools and religious institutions rise 124%, it's time that people answer and ask serious questions.
Robert Adsit, the chairman of the Indiana Human Justice Commission. The Hour's lead story, Portugal's deposed leaders are said to have been flown to exile. The new military junta has promised free elections for a parliament and president. This is Ann Taylor, NBC News.
Congratulations, WHO, on your 50 years of service to the Middle West from everyone here at WSM in Nashville. I'm Tom Bryant, executive producer, and it's been our pleasure to be associated with WHO in many ventures through the years. And now, on the occasion of your golden anniversary, we wish you continued success.
This is headline news from WHO. George Davison reporting. Iowa House leaders say they'll begin work later this morning on the compromise version of the Department of Transportation bill. The Iowa Senate Thursday approved the compromise version of the bill. The bill was passed without the controversial rider that would allow 65-foot double-bottom trucks on Iowa highways. DOT is one of Governor Ray's top legislative priorities, but he said that if the bill contained the long truck provision, he would veto it. The conference committee reported out a version without the long trucks. State geologist Sam Tuthill says Iowa's gasoline allocations for May through August will range from 4 to 8% above the amount of sales that Iowa oil dealers recorded in 1972. Tuthill made his announcement in Dubuque, but the news is not all rosy. As Iowa Commerce Commission Chairman Maurice Van Nostrand indicates, most of that increased allocation is destined for the agriculture sector of the Iowa economy to make up for the increased use that farmers have to make of fuel to plant increased acreage. House and Senate leaders in the Iowa legislature have agreed that it's going to be impossible to end the 1974 session this weekend. They're going to continue their work next week. That's headline news from 50-year-old WHO. George Davison reporting. Now here on WHO's birthday with the weather is Billy Cole.
Thank you, George. And first of all, around the Midwest this morning in Nebraska, under clear skies, North Platte 57, Grand Island 66, Lincoln 63. In South Dakota, Rapid City 57 cloudy, and Pier 59 clear. Aberdeen 58 partly cloudy, Huron 62 partly cloudy, Sioux Falls 56 and clear. Bismarck, North Dakota 53 and clear. In Minnesota, under clear skies, Minneapolis, St. Paul 63, Redwood Falls 64, Rochester 56. In Wisconsin, under clear skies, La Crosse 55, Madison 52, Milwaukee 45. In Illinois, Quincy 60 and partly cloudy, Peoria 57 clear, Midway in Chicago 55 and clear. In Missouri, under clear skies, St. Louis 61, Kansas City 67, St. Joe 66. The Iowa forecast, increasing cloudiness and mild, with lows from the upper 40s northeast to the lower 50s south and west this morning. Mostly cloudy and mild Friday and Saturday. Chance of showers in the west Friday and over the state Friday night and Saturday. Highs Friday and Saturday, mostly in the 70s. Lows Friday night in the 50s. Around the state at this hour, Sioux City, 69, partly cloudy. Omaha Council Bluffs, 71, partly cloudy. Ottumwa, 65 and fair. Burlington, 60 degrees and clear. Davenport Moline, 65, partly cloudy. Cedar Rapids, 66 and fair. Waterloo, 57 and fair. Mason City, 54 and clear. Spencer, 61, partly cloudy. And here in Des Moines, the barometer at 30.05, it's rising. Relative humidity, 61%. Winds are out of the south at 6 and under partly cloudy skies. It's currently 68 degrees in Des Moines. Well, good morning to you on the 50th anniversary of WHO Radio. This is April the 26th, 1974, on April the 26th, 1924. WHO started broadcasting, and 50 years of great service to the great Midwest. And yours truly, Billy Cole, just happy to be a part of it. Of course, I've only been here 2 years, but I'm happy that I've been a small part of those 50 years on WHO. Tonight, we're going to reminisce. Just songs from out of the past. Now until 5:30, the only exception we'll have will be our feature album, which will come up around 3:30 this morning. And that will be the only exception, and that, of course, will be one of the new albums. It's our feature album this week. We'll tell you more about that as time goes on. But most of all, we're going to reminisce from now until 5 o'clock. And I want to be sure you join. Now, I say 5 o'clock because at 5:05 this morning, we have some special programs coming on that I think you're going to enjoy. So you be listening. We've got a good night. Requests as such, no particular songs tonight, but if you'd like to just have me play a song for you, I'd be more than happy to. Just let me do the picking out.
everybody. This is Barbara Mandrell of Columbia Records and the Grand Ole Opry, wishing my friends at radio station WHO a very happy golden anniversary as you celebrate 50 years on the air today, April 26, 1974.
Yes, 1950 was the year, and boy, in case you're wondering, these are the original recordings of these artists on WHO as we reminisce on our 50th anniversary right here on WHO 50,000 watt clear channel voice of the Middle West. Let's go back to the year 1959 when this song came out. Jim Reeves, He'll Have to Go. Big songs during the 50 years of WHO, He'll Have to Go. That was Jim Reeves from back in 1959. We're playing nothing but the old songs as we reminisce through the night. And we've heard some folks this morning that we do want to mention their names. As I said, no particular request this morning, but we want to mention Herb Kegley from Carroll and Mike Owens, Louise Gilbert, and Mike Rendis this morning. On WHO. Let's play this one by Dottie West, recorded back in 1964, 10 years ago. Here Comes My Baby.
Here comes.
Mr. Owner-Operator, we've got a message for you. Now you say you can't make both ends meet, got a proposition that can't be beat. Come on over and join the fleet at United Van Lines. You pull for us and we'll pull for you, whatever it takes, you bet we'll do. And you bring your rig and join the crew at United Van Lines. If your present carrier's not pulling a share, talk to United and then compare. We treat our drivers fair and square at United Van Lines. We need good men and we're willing to pay, so why not plan to break away and put on a United uniform today? Now when Uncle wants his highway tax, relax, you're paid in full. And those commission checks arrive on time, and that's no bull. We'll give you up to 55% of each line haul. Now don't you think that ought to be worth a little telephone call? So if you think you've got it, that you're one of these select, ring up old Carl Grubb. Be sure you call collect. United Van Line, St. Louis, Missouri. You pull for us, we'll pull for you.
Hope you enjoyed a little bit of WHO from April 26, 1974. We took a little trip down memory lane. Did that trip anybody's memory?
Oh, yeah. Well, certainly during the energy crisis, and they were talking about, it wasn't rationing, but I guess distribution of gas. I don't know how that actually worked. I don't remember. The other thing that I picked up on the news there were 50, people talk about charges and against the president. 56 charges they had come up against Nixon, and they dropped 17 from the Judiciary Committee. And just for those who don't remember how that shook out, about 3 months later, as a matter of fact, almost to the day, it was July 27th, the Judiciary Committee voted to impeach the president, and then the smoking gun appeared about 8 or 9 days later when the White House tapes were finally all released, when the executive privilege was blocked, and then Nixon had to resign. It never went to a House impeachment as Clinton did, but 3 months later, the Judiciary Committee, and probably on party lines, voted to impeach President Nixon. But 56 charges. I wonder how many there are right now. There's probably 156. I don't even know.
I can tell you where I was then, Bill, Chris. I was at a restaurant with my aunt and uncle, my parents, a whole family were there. And when he made his resignation speech, it was on the radio at the restaurant. You could hear a pin drop what everyone was just listening to, what Nixon had to say that day. Brings back some memories. Go ahead, Sean.
One thing I liked about it, because, of course, I was only two, but I was living in Kirksville, Missouri, probably at the time, and, you know, because my family's from the Missouri-Illinois-Iowa border, and, you know, just the weather forecast, mentioning the temperatures of the towns, and he didn't just pick out the big cities, not just in Iowa, but in the others, like Illinois, he's going through Chicago, of course, but Quincy, a town on the Missouri-Illinois border, right there at Iowa, 40,000 people in there, he brought out Quincy, and I was a huge Billy Cole fan back in the day, and is he still with us?
He is not. Billy Cole passed away probably, I think, about 5 or 6 years ago. He had some health issues, but I was too. I like to listen to him, even He was around even into the 90s until they decided.
He was like 90, 94, 95 maybe?
Yeah, then they joined the Truck and Bozo out of Cincinnati for a while, and then, of course, and then they
went to Art Bell.
Then they went to Coast to Coast.
About the weather, that was pretty common in those days. A lot of stations, if you had a good regional signal, you'd do the weather for all the small towns around
you. Oh, yeah.
Gary, Perry, what did WHO do during the 70s that you might remember? Were they a middle-of-the-road station, if I remember correctly, or were they during the daytime and country all night long?
I think they were more of a talk during the day. Of course, I was in Mississippi back then, so I wouldn't know a lot about the 70s, but it was interesting. I mean, I hadn't heard that until someone provided that to me, and I was able to listen to that whole day. It was cool to listen to.
Aren't they all news now, though, Perry?
They're an iHeart talk station.
News talk.
Yeah.
And, of course, now they have a translator on the FM where they can air their program on one of their HD2 channels on the FM.
Yeah. And I also remember, of course, on Saturday nights, even after moving away, listening to the replay of the Iowa broadcast with
Jim. Oh, yeah.
They still replay those football games. They don't do the basketball games, but they still replay the football games at 11 o'clock at night.
Okay, Daniel, let's see, you've got a question.
I was going to say, I actually enjoyed the ad for the trucking agency. And it actually,
United Van Lines.
Yeah, back in those days, the ads were true. They were fair and square about trucking. You ask a trucker today about kind of what goes on, they've got stories to tell you that, they can only drive X amount of miles before they have to park it for the night.
Well, understand time constraints, and what I was concerned about when I was putting that together was, should I cut out this news? No, let you hear it as it actually was and what actually was going on.
I do, too.
I love old newscasts, too.
You know what you also heard, and people don't realize it, like when they said this is NBC News, and you could actually hear the little tone, cue tone that they would use to cue the commercials, because when they had different commercials, if the East Coast would get a different commercial from the Midwest, and the West Coast would get a different commercial from the East Coast. So that was kind of...
And I remember Ann Taylor, she was there a long time, and also Richard Valeriani, he was there, I remember him too, I remember that name.
He was also their Rome correspondent for a while, too, if you remember.
And recently, wasn't Ann Taylor, I believe, on NPR?
She was.
Past?
She was.
Yeah. I think she retired finally.
She just retired a few years ago, not long ago.
She was originally from Knoxville.
Oh, was she?
Oh, there you go. That's what got you here. I get it now.
Do you remember the hearing throughout that? Jenny asked me about it in the other room. What's that little whistle noise? I said, that's the AM signal. That was recorded, probably somebody's recorder, and that was probably off an AM radio. Is that where that little whistle that you could hear in the background?
That's exactly what it was.
And probably somebody had the TV on in the other room. People forget about the TV.
Yes.
Because the person that recorded this for me, he would have been in high school, at that time. So I'm sure mom and dad were watching other things while he was listening to the radio.
We didn't. I didn't realize you were that old, Perry. I'm just kidding.
No, he just talks to us old people once in a while.
Harry, once in a while. Yeah. Do you, Jeff, I'm going to ready to roll with your Broadway and your featured station this week in MeTV FM. I'll just let your intro introduce it.
This week, we're going to revisit a format we visited earlier, courtesy of Mark Marino. The station we visited at that time was radio station WMRE-LP, transmitting in a frequency of 88.7 from Chicago, Illinois. But now MeTV-FM has come a long way. The format is now syndicated and can be heard in Saginaw, Michigan, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and Burlington, Vermont. This week, we're going to listen to how MeTV-FM, in their syndicated form, sounds in Burlington, Vermont, on radio station WXZO-FM. The station is licensed to Wellsboro, New York, and serves the Burlington, Vermont, and Plattsburgh, New York market. We're going to hear how this format sounds, and then we'll follow it up with something new from iHeartRadio that you haven't heard before on All Things Radio. So without further ado, why not sit back and enjoy this featured station segment on this week's edition of the All Things Radio podcast.
the new home for timeless and memorable music. MeTV FM, 96.7 WXZO, Willsboro, Burlington, Plattsburgh.
Station that plays the songs you love.
Now and forever.
Well, it's a match made in heaven.
Let it be me.
MeTV FM.
Our life together.
Souvenir on 96.7 MeTV FM. Another long set of timeless and memorable me music is just around the corner, right after we hear from the people who make it all possible on MeTV FM. All new 96.7 MeTV FM.
MeTV FM. Not just the big hits, but the medium and little ones, too.
Here's Tintin, toast and marmalade for tea.
Singers for acting roles in new TV series, running parts for four insane boys. The insane boys that the producers eventually hired turned out to be one of the most successful bands of the 60s, selling 75 million records worldwide. Can you say timeless and memorable? The Monkees on MeTV FM.
MeTV FM, presented by MeTV, Memorable Entertainment Television, America's number one all-classic television network, bringing timeless and memorable music back to the radio.
96.7
MeTV-FM.
Next, let's travel to the Great White Way and listen to a radio station dedicated to Broadway. It's radio station WLTWHD2 in New York City, owned and operated by iHeartRadio. The station is called iHeartRadio Broadway, and I think you're going to like this radio station.
WLTWHD2, New York. All the best show tunes, 24-7.
This is iHeartRadio Broadway.
An iHeartRadio original station.
iHeartRadio Broadway, bringing you the best of Broadway 24-7.
Post theater columnist and WOR morning co-host Michael Riedel gets up close and personal with your favorite Broadway performers twice every hour on iHeartRadio Broadway.
Kiss today goodbye.
Way close-up with Michael Riedel, driven by Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing.
Tony Award-winning actress Sutton Foster.
Yet I gotta say, I remember you bursting on the Broadway scene, tap dancing your way into our hearts with Thoroughly Modern Millie in 2002, and you've come a long way, my friend.
I've come quite a long way, yes.
Yeah.
Hey, I still have the tap shoes, but they're in the closet right now.
Hey, take me back to your hometown, Statesboro, Georgia. Your brother, Hunter Foster, he's a performer and director, too. What was it going on in that little town that produced these two big Broadway names?
I have no idea. We don't have, there's no one in our family is in the industry, but my mom was a big fan of movies, and, she grew up supporting us and encouraging us to do anything that wasn't conventional. So I started dancing when I was young, like when I was four years old, and loved it. But I honestly have no idea how it all kind of happened.
That's Michael Riedel talking with Tony Award-winning actress Sutton Foster. More interviews with the top stars of the Great White Way coming up here on iHeartRadio Broadway.
Well, there you go. Two very different radio stations. We started things off by listening to radio station WXZO-FM, MeTV-FM, serving Burlington, Vermont. Then we concluded things by listening to the sounds of Broadway heard on iHeartRadio's iHeartRadio Broadway, found on iHeartRadio.com, as well as heard on radio station WLTWHD2. Now, if you have any comments concerning this part of the podcast, why don't let me know about it by email or voicemail. The email address here is Jeff, that's J-E-F-F, Jeff at allthingsradio.net. Or you can send me a voicemail via our feedback line. The number is 800-693-0595. That's 800-693-0595, hitting option 2 for the podcast team. For All Things Radio, I'm Jeff Bennett.
Thank you very much, Jeff. Very interesting, different to hear Broadway. If anybody has a question, can wow. do it. Star
well,
9.
I guess my comment is it's interesting we're doing the tour of Plattsburgh and Burlington, and I don't know what we're going to... It's a small market. The tour will end soon, but,
it's ended, Chris. Believe me, it's ended, Chris.
Okay. And I know. But I
also the stop is here.
My other comment about that station is they were plugging the fact, we play the small hits. Well, I promise you, Toast and Marmalade by Tintin was not a small hit. I mean, I bet you, I don't have any charts in front of me, but I have a feeling it's about in the top 10 or 15. So they plugged it. What it is a group you don't think about because it was a one-hit wonder.
And
so
it doesn't get played that often today. That's the problem.
No, not as often as some.
All those eras that aren't played a whole lot. That's probably...
Oh, no.
And I also know, I believe, now you don't hear the actual station themselves, but when they advertise MeTV music on the MeTV.com, it is the same songs that you're hearing in those three. I believe it is the same music. They always promote, go to MeTV music if you see the commercials. And I want to correct on your news. You said 88, or on your entry, you said 88.7 is actually 87.7 in Chicago.
Dan, what's up?
Well, I was going to say two things. That MeTV, if you were that MeTV FM, if you were to think about it, it sounds like a mix of Easy Rock Indie and The Legend put together in a blender. It sounded really good. And the Broadway iHeart Radio station they've got going there, that's like listening to the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade on a 24-hour loop.
Well, I will tell you that the iHeart Broadway is going through a lot of evolution right now. It just started with a very narrow playlist, and they broadened their playlist, and they're playing shows not only with today's renditions of the shows, but the original cast. So I've heard stuff from the original cast.
Yes, they should. If you're going to do Broadway, you've got to go the 40s, 50s, and 60s were the golden age, and you've really got to get a lot of that mixed in there.
There was a radio station in New York that did 24 hours of, I mean, not 24 hours, because they were only doing it for maybe 12 hours or so. It was WABC-FM back in around 1965 or 1966. They did try an all-Broadway format. It didn't work. However, it was quite popular among my family because my parents were very much into Broadway and Hollywood musicals and Broadway, and if that was on the radio, and if I touched that radio, I got my hand slapped violently. So
in the house was WABC-FM, and out in the car was WNEW, so you had to go to your own room to play the radio.
I had to actually go to my own room. By the way, we do have a phone number, and I haven't given it out. How about if we do that? It's 646-876-9923. That's 646-876-9923. And the meeting ID is 287-723-4600. 287-723-4600, followed up by the pound key, and you'll be asked to hit the pound key one more time, and we'd be glad to talk to you, you and especially you. Over to you, Bill.
Okay, looks like we got Jim in New Orleans. Go ahead, Jim. Oh, maybe we had it.
Oh, Jimmy.
Oh, Jim.
Oh, Jimmy boy.
He might be
somebody, or was it somebody else in the New Orleans area? Okay, Jim will come back when he's
ready.
I don't see him. I see you must have left. I don't see that 504 area code. All of a sudden, it seems to be gone. Yeah. So
it could be a different person that has a 504. So who knows?
Go ahead, Jim. Go ahead, Jim. I unmuted you. Sorry about that, Jim.
Yeah, I'm here. I thought I was here anyway. But thanks. Somebody asked about WHL during the daytime. I remember one time, this was before I left Chicago for New Orleans, at WHO, you could hear them as early as between 4 and 5 p.m., and I do remember them being an MOR during the daytime, because that's one of the first places I heard them play in Spanish Eyes by Al Martino, so
okay.
That was in the mid-60s,
you're talking in the mid-60s there, Jim?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, of course, the format didn't become as prevalent until you got into the 70s, and you had to decide if you were an adult station, you could go for adult contemporary, or you could go talk. And,
right.
You know, they made the different choices.
Oh, sure. And I loved that theme for Country Music USA, and I always wondered what the name of that was, because that was what I listened to before the Road Gang came to New Orleans on WWL.
We'll have to feature them one of these days, too.
Let me ask you a question, Gary. In Des Moines, Iowa, is it a radio market that you like to listen to radio stations? That you like to listen to radio stations from?
There are some that I listen to anymore. I mean, you hate to say it, most of them are just kind of cookie cutter. So I find that I listen to more things either on Sirius XM or I listen on my iDevice or stuff like that. But I still listen to KIOA, which is now an FM station, which used to be, of course, an AM station. And KIOA is at 93.3. So I listen to that. 104 is the light format. And then we have two country stations that basically play the same thing. So I listen to some of the FM, but most of it's just the stuff that you hear everywhere else.
Okay. Well, I'm just curious. I mean, I've never been to Des Moines, Iowa, and I've been to Nebraska, but never Des Moines, Iowa. And so I was just curious to know what you thought about the radio in that market.
Michael Loth, do you have anything that you are you still out there with us? Do you have anything that you want to add or talking points or something that we might have missed along the way?
No, he left the meeting, Bill.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not the first time that's happened to me.
Well, I guess it takes for everything. Anyways, got a little bit of news for you guys. I did do some digging on some stuff. I went to MS Communications on last Friday. I believe it's been a week. Anyways, I went there, and we've been talking off-air on this little phone call we have here, kind of post-show. We've been talking off-air a little bit about the EBS false alarm, and I was like, let me see if WIBC has an air check of what happened to them during that whole period. They said, I got to go see their archives. They said, if they stumble across it in their archives, they'll give me a phone call and let me know. So, yeah.
That's right. Now, you know, I understand that Bernie Egan is still working there doing some part-time work occasionally when they need him. So.
Yeah, I was going to say, because I was floating around the dial the day after Christmas, and I stumbled across 105.7. I'm like, what's he doing back there? I thought he retired.
He's doing some voice tracking on weekends and just kind of fill in whatever they need him, is what I've been told.
You know what happens when you retire out of radio? Sometimes you can never really retire. That's like you can never go. You can go home, but you can't always leave home. So, you know.
Bernie, if you're listening, just go ahead and call the number 646-876-9923. And the meeting ID is 287-723-4600.
Yep, pound, pound.
Chris, what did you... I know we were talking about that MeTV. What about that Broadway? Did you like Broadway music? Is it something that you would listen to?
Oh, yeah. No, when I was a kid, there was a lot of crossover. What would happen is you'd have a song, let's say The Street Where You Live from My Fair Lady. And you would, and of course, Vic Damone did the big hit version. So if you didn't hear it from the Broadway albums, and some you did... Some, for example, The Music Man, you heard 76 Trombones by Robert Preston. Nobody really did that other than him. I guess Mitch Miller tried it, but it wasn't as big a hit. So it was always mixed into the music, especially in the 50s, you know, because not so much the rock stations, but the middle of the road stations. But I always loved Broadway music, and really the music cold kind of changed, I guess, with Hair and so forth. But from, let's say, the 40s, with Oklahoma up through Hair, that is the golden age, I think, most people think of Broadway. And now, obviously, the music is modernized, and obviously, then they should be playing that, too, because they've got, but they should really play the classics, because, like classical music stations, that's what it was built on, and, you know, you don't hear them playing modern classic music, you hear them playing Mendelssohn and Beethoven and all that, so they should do that on a Broadway format, I think.
I will tell you that the very first Broadway show I ever went to in New York City was with my parents. It was like 1965, I believe it was, or 66. And it didn't last very long. It was a Broadway show called Superman. And it starred Jack Cassidy was in it, and Bob Holliday played Superman in that particular show. And I remember it very well. And the audience was just full of kids. It was at the Alvin Theater in New York City. And I remember going to that particular show. And then I got to see, I believe it was... at the Eurus Theater in New York City, at the Minskot. Maybe it was the Minskot Theater. I don't remember offhand, but it was Beauty and the Beast as a Broadway show, and that really was a very interesting show. I agree with you, Chris. I agree with you because I was a big lover of Broadway music. And WOR AM would play some Broadway music, and WVNJ would play a Broadway show every night, and they called it a curtain time or something of that nature. So I remember that.
Yeah, we had one in the mornings at 9 o'clock every morning. WCRB AM and FM would do a Broadway show, and they would also tell the story between the songs. They had it, you know, so you'd hear the song, and then before the song would break out, you'd hear what the story was in the plot to lead up to that song. So it was kind of cool.
Tim has raised. Hold on, so Tim has raised his hand. Tim, go ahead.
Go ahead, Tim.
Tim with us.
Go ahead, Tim.
Uh-oh, I think he's trying to unmute himself.
He is unmuted. Okay, well, when you can get back to us, Tim, we really want to hear from you. Go.
There it goes.
There you go,
Tim. There you go, Tim.
It kept telling me the host has muted all participants.
What happens if when the host mutes you, and if you've already muted, I think it overrides the host's settings, so we can't touch it until you get unmuted. But go ahead, Tim.
All right. Anyway, I just thought I would say, mention that I enjoyed the WHO. I used to listen to them a fair amount when I was in school, and they were a pretty decent station. Did a pretty good job. I enjoyed some of the people like... I imagine Perry would remember Ray Perry.
Yes.
Who was an interesting talk show host.
And, you know, interestingly enough, Tim, they did what Bill played was just a little snippet. They did a whole 24 hours of memory stuff on that, and it was actually pretty cool to listen to the whole 24-hour programming day they did that. There was a lot of stuff, of course, that I didn't know, but they did a lot of the whole 24 hours of it.
And we've got
and
it here.
An interview, you've said, Perry, sometimes that they had an interview with, I guess he was still governor of California.
He was still governor, yeah, for 6 months. And what it was, Chris, is he actually gave a speech, and Mike and Aventura, we're going to come to you in just a second. He gave a speech at one of the hotels here in town, and you know, about memories and this and this, and that was pretty cool too. And that might be something that we may want to play some highlights from Bill at some point. Mike, go ahead.
I used to get WHO down here in Miami. We can't get them now because we have a station on 1040. But in Omaha, WHO has a weird signal. You can't get them in Omaha, but you do get them in where they are. And but they have a weird signal, but it's sad what's happened with them and so many stations around the country.
Well, I think we've said that about a lot of radio stations, and Sean, you are exactly right. It is what it is.
I always kind of wondered. They had, it seemed like an extra strong HD signal compared to other stations.
They did, and now they've pretty much just done away with it.
Yeah, they have. But when they were in HD, I used to be able to get them more often than anyone else.
And they are on iHeart. I mean, if anybody ever wants to listen to WHO, I mean, you can listen to them. You're going to hear basically the same thing you hear anywhere else. But they are on iHeart at whoradio.com.
Perry, you've said in the past to me, I think, that their local coverage, when things are going on, when there's storms or the Iowa caucus, of course, we're going to be having in the next year or so, about a year from now, and the things like that, that they cover very well.
They do. I mean, when there's a weather event, we had two major tornadoes that hit back in July. One was in Pella and one was in Marshalltown, which was just, Pella is southeast, Marshalltown is northeast of Des Moines, and they were pretty much constant. I mean, you have a political talk show that airs normally at 4, but for that day, he was totally nonstop weather. So yes, they do. When there's a local event going on, that's, if you ever hear of anything happening in Des Moines, that's where I would tune, would be WHO.
Iowa caucus coverage in 16, you know, and they were covering both parties, and it was very interesting.
Absolutely, and they will do that.
Do they still do farm programming, Perry? They used to do a lot of agriculture.
Yes, they do.
Programming.
Yes, they do. From 11 till 1, they have a two-hour farm block, and then they have markets, of course, all morning and afternoon. Yes, they still do.
So they're not the rush. They're not the rush station in town. Then.
They are the rush station, but they do still have all the, you know, all the information.
Actually, I still can. Usually around 11 o'clock at night and 12 midnight, I can pick them up very well here in Indianapolis.
Are they one that delays Rush?
They do. He airs from 1 to 4 here.
That's what I thought. Okay.
I'll have to make a little note of that.
Good stuff.
Mike, I know you raised your hand.
I think we got Mike. Yeah, go ahead, Mike.
By the way, there's a station also in Lexington, Nebraska, which I happened to call up. We were trying to get a
KRBN
to go there. And I found out they weren't playing any more music anymore because they can't pay for it.
Okay.
And they were a farm station. They were playing country music, classic country, but they don't even do that anymore.
They're owned by a farmer's co-op, KRVN is, and they have cut back on their music.
I think they do on their FM.
I actually got to hear them. I was out in California. I was out in Anaheim, California, and I believe they're on 880, if I'm not mistaken, and I got to hear them late at night in 1981 when I spent some time on the West Coast. I was surprised, but they were coming in. I could actually hear them. So that's
yeah, you were yeah, trying we to get WCBS, but that's what you got, huh? Okay.
Well, we used to get KRV in here. We never got to WCBS.
Well, you can't do skip anymore, not with all the cell towers and all this other stuff.
No, you're right, Robert. You're exactly right. Hey, guys, before we go into our last segment, Perry or Chris, let me put one of you guys on the spot. What big is coming up on Sports Lounge Live? Do you have any big outstanding stories this week that you're going to be covering?
Perry and I are going to have a duel on the air to the death because Perry's Rams and my Patriots are in the Super Bowl. So we're gonna figure out where I don't play the banjo, so we're not going to do that. I'm not sure where we're going to duel, but we're going to duel something. We'll be talking. Yeah, we'll arm wrestle over the air. My arm's not quite long enough. We'll work on that. But anyway, this week, what do you think we're going to be doing? I think we're going to be probably doing, we'll do hockey and basketball as we've been doing. We'll certainly talk about the Super Bowl. You know, the teams will just be arriving, so there won't be much news, but we'll get into that. College basketball. And, remember.
The Hall of Fame.
I assume that we will probably hit on some baseball. I know we like to do that, and as cold as it is in the middle part of the country, boy, that'll sound good as cold as it is here.
And
Chris,
can I ask you one quick question also?
Go ahead, Chris. I just want to ask
you. One thing to remember. Now, that's Sunday night at 8 Eastern here on The Legend, but on the next Saturday, on Groundhog Day at 8 p.m. Eastern, will be our pre-Super Bowl show so that we can all kick back and enjoy the game on Sunday. So go ahead.
And we will be borrowing Robert again on that Saturday. He has to go back to his big time. He's like the big time boxing podcaster on most of the news, but we get occasionally to steal him away, and Saturday we get to do it again.
I want to ask one quick sports question, Bill, Chris. I'm crying because I'm. Is there any hope, do you think, for the New York Giants? I didn't think that they played so horribly. They had some high scoring games. They did.
They've got to decide what they want to do with Eli Manning. He's their quarterback, and do they want to build around him or get a younger quarterback or have a younger backup? You know, they're one of the teams that's involved with the guy from Oklahoma there. I always forget his name, the small guy.
Kyler Murray.
They're thinking about him as drafting him, and whether he'd come right in or be a backup, and Eli would have him as an understudy. But they're not bad. They're not that far away, I don't think.
And Murray has to decide before spring training whether he wants to give the A's back their almost $5 million or what he's going to do. So
right.
Okay. Well, I was crying this season, Bill and Chris and Perry and Sean, because my family has had size season tickets for the Giants all these years since 1953. My parents, and it stayed in the family all these years. So,
I don't think they're that far away though.
No, they'll be good.
Keep one thing in mind when you talk hockey this weekend. They're on their All-Star break, so there won't be much hockey to talk.
Right. There won't be much hockey, but maybe we can we'll do the standings and we'll talk about what's upcoming in the week, and we can also talk maybe about the All-Star game if I can get the results, because it's a divisional All-Star game. So we'll see. There won't be much hockey.
Do you remember when NBC was doing hockey in the 70s, and to get people to understand hockey, they had a cartoon called Peter Puck?
I do indeed. Yeah, that was Tim Ryan in hockey, and they had been. It's kind of crazy because it's not like CBS had been doing hockey nationally for about 5 years or 7 years since the expansion of the doubling of the league to 12 teams. But I don't know. They decided to be cute, and thought it was silly. But anyway,
but Peter Puck was almost as bad as Fox's glowing puck in the 90s.
I remember that. But Bill, please don't spread it around that I know a little bit about sports, because it might ruin my reputation.
People are going to start talking about you.
Here's what we're going to do, guys. We're going to say goodbye to everyone now. We're going to play the last segment of Jeff's Retro Station of the Week. We're going to play that and say goodbye to you.
What year is it after for Tim?
71.
Right.
Okay.
And remember, you can go to Worldwide, that's all written together, Space Legend, if you want to look us up and download the latest podcast, or go to legendoldies.com or wherever your favorite place is to download podcasts, and you will find this podcast if you need to. Thank you again, everyone, and it looks like the timing's working out real well, Jeff, so here we go, and thank you very much.
This week, we're traveling to Boston, Massachusetts, and we're going to listen to radio station WVBF-FM. They transmit it on a frequency of 105.1, and the announcer we're going to hear is Dale Dorman. Dale Dorman got his start working in Syracuse, New York, at radio station WOLF-AM. He later moved to Denver, Colorado, San Francisco, California, where he worked at KFRC-AM, and for many, many years, he was the morning man heard on radio station WRKO-AM in Boston, Massachusetts, where they adopted the Drake format. This week, however, we're going to listen to Dale Dorman working at radio station WVBF-FM, licensed to Framingham, Massachusetts, from January of 1979. I think you're going to enjoy this air check, so without further ado, why not sit back and listen to Dale Dorman doing mornings on radio station WVBF-FM on this week's edition of All Things Radio Live.
7 o'clock. Stereo FM WVBF Framingham Boston is the new F-105, giving away thousands of dollars in a single day. It is Free Money Thursday. F-105, good morning and welcome to Free Money Thursday. Just about 7:05, sunny and cold. The forecast only in the 20s. It's 14 degrees outside.
The temperatures don't drop us with free money. Free Money Thursday and Pete Falcone on the road looking for radios on F-105 FM radio. That'll make it easier for us and easier for you to win free money. Give us some sort of sign that you're listening. Get a sign in your window, on your door, in your car that says F-105 FM radio. Have your radio on and we're paying free money. We're going to so many locations today. Saugus, Lynn, Revere, Framingham, Hyde Park, Waltham, Watertown. We'll be everywhere. And Dale Dorman has another way for you to win free money now.
F-105 does not make you wait to win. 931-1630. Call her 25 now. Gets $100 in free money.
I'm riding in your car.
A winner.
You gotta be kidding.
No, I'm not kidding.
Oh, wow.
$100 in free money is yours.
Oh, wow.
You didn't even have to wait to win.
That's excellent.
What's your name?
Robbie Rosen.
No kidding, Robbie. Wow, man. Let me ask you a question, man.
Yeah.
Who gives away all the free money in Boston?
F-105.
It's 7:08, and here's Mark Davis.
If anyone asks you what's the biggest thing going on in town today, well, we have a new governor later today. Ed King becomes Massachusetts' 66th governor. His inaugural address, he's expected to reiterate many of the promises he made during the campaign.
It is Free Money Thursday, and another chance for you to win free money is coming up in a matter of seconds. Today's the big day at Ed King takes office. Where it is, though, he's going to rearrange the governor's office just a little bit, not much. I'm just curious where he's going to put the throne. All right, enough of cheap shots. I'll leave him alone now. I just had to do it. Free Money Thursday. We're at 9 o'clock this morning. It's Major Tom Lewis. Now, I'm going to ask you a difficult question. It's worth $100. Who comes on at 9 o'clock this morning on F-105? Caller 30 at 931-1630 or 620-1600 with that answer. Yes, $100 cash. Free money!
Degrees 7:20. I'm Joe Giotto.
And I'm Mark Davis with What's News in Boston.
Ed.
Hi, am I Tom?
Yes, you are.
How about Major Tom Lewis?
How about Major Tom? He will be on at 9 o'clock, and that was a simple thing, and you're aware of $100.
All right. Thanks a lot.
What's your name?
Jim Glazer.
Where are you from?
Rochester.
Who gives away all the free money in Boston?
F-105.
And I've got another $100 bill coming up in a matter of minutes.
The best music. F-105 FM radio. F-105. Sunny and cold today. High's only going to be in the 20s. It's 14 degrees outside. It is cold. I know a little free money will definitely warm you up. Now, you don't have to wait around to win. You
Yeah, you're going to win pretty soon.
And on the outside, FM means more than frost mounds. It means free money on Free Money Thursday. We're listening for radios on F-105. Let us know that you're listening, and we'll pay you free money. Put a sign in your window, turn it up, just yell at people that you're listening to F-105, and we'll be right there with the free money. Now, I'm heading through Lynn, Revere, Saugus, swing through Framingham. We've got spotters all over the place, and I'll give you all the locations as we continue along. And Dale Darman's got another way for you to win in seconds.
Okay, free money, and a lot of it, in Free Money Hilo. Call F-105 now, 931-1630. I'll take caller number 40. Yeah, it's worth it. Dial me up now on F-105.
All right, Chris Blakely from Watertown.
Yeah.
You tell me exactly how much money is in F-105's Free Money Hilo, and every cent is yours.
I haven't heard it for a while, but I'll say
$1,978.
Too low. Oh, okay, thanks.
Okay, we'll give you another chance to play just after 10 o'clock this morning with Major Tom Lewis.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And at 7:40, here's Mark Davis.
Okay. One day back in the year 1641, a Spanish galleon was heading back to Spain from...
Well, you may think it's cold outside. Money will keep you warm. How about a $100 bill from F-105? Be the 20th caller and it's yours.
You don't know how much I love you.
Another call?
Yes.
I am?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
You got yourself $100 in cash.
Oh, I don't believe it.
You didn't have to wait. All you did was just run to the phone. That's pretty easy.
I was sitting here giving my kids tea and breakfast, getting hot from school, and I just picked it up and tried it.
Well, that'll warm you up.
Yeah, it sure does.
What's your name?
Susan.
Where are you from, Sue?
Norway.
Who gives away all the free money in Boston?
105.
O'clock, Stereo FM WVBF. Framingham, Boston is the new F-105, giving away thousands of dollars in a single day. It is Free Money Thursday. Sunny and cold. Good day for Free Money Thursday at F-105. 5 minutes past 8 o'clock. And
you must be the very famous Pete Falcone out on the street.
Very famous, but chilly, but packed with free money. I just passed through Framingham looking for radios on F-105, and there were three or four of them right along Concord Street through the downtown area. They put up big signs that said, "We're listening to F-105, walked right in, caught them, laid free money on them, and warmed the cockles of their hearts. Many other locations to come. Let us know you're listening. Put a sign in your window, on your car, on your dog, anything. Let us know you're listening so we can pay you free money for listening to F-105 FM radio. And Dale's got another way for you to win in seconds.
Good morning, Dale Dorman at F-105. I have a $100 bill, and I'm going to give you in a matter of minutes on Free Money Thursday on F-105. There's no need to wait to win free money from F-105. Dial me up at 931-1630 or 620-1600. Be caller 25 and win a $100 bill on Free Money Thursday on F-105. Hey, it works. You know what what a terrible feeling is? A terrible feeling is doing what I did just a matter of seconds ago, and that's turn on the microphone, push the button, and go hello, and not hear a word. I feel like I fixed it and everything. I could fix your life with free money, $100 bill,
in a matter of seconds.
Well, there you go. A trip back in time to January of 1979, listening to radio station WVBF-FM and their morning radio announcer, Dale Dorman. Sadly, Dale Dorman passed away in 2014, but thank God we have lots of air checks to remember him by. Now, if you have any comments concerning this part of the podcast, why don't let me know about it by email or voicemail. The email address here is Jeff, that's J-E-F-F, Jeff at allthingsradio.net, or you can call that feedback line. It's 800-693-0595. That's 800-693-0595, ending option 2 for the podcast team. For All Things Radio, I'm Jeff Bennett.
This concludes another All Things Radio Live. Join us every Thursday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern for the latest radio news, interviews, caller questions and comments, station scopes, and more. Visit the show's official website at www.allthingsradio.net and visit the Legend website at legendoldies.com. Join us again next week for another All Things Radio Live on the Worldwide Legend.